If Florida moves forward with plans to hold its primary election before the first Tuesday in March, the state will lose half its delegates at the 2012 Republican National Convention in Tampa. Committee members proposed language that would give instruction on how to implement further discretionary sanctions. Committee member John Ryder.
Well, and that's non-discretionary. There are two sets of penalties. Rule 16A is non-discretionary. It's if a state is outside of the calendar prescribed in the rules, they lose half their delegates. We don't have any choice in that matter. What we do have a choice in is the penalties, the additional penalties that may be imposed. Which would be seating, housing, VIP passes, that sort of thing.
The resolution will be discussed further at the RNC winter meeting.
Well, in layman's terms, what will happen now is it'll take a different direction. Instead of making a policy statement today about what circumstances would trigger the discretionary sanctions, it's left up in the air. We will know by October 1 when the states have to certify their procedures, who's in compliance and who's not. And then prior to the winter meeting, we will propose sanctions on those states that are not in compliance.
Sandra Hart, a committee member from Georgia, said states jumping the gun on their primary gives an unfair advantage, particularly to her state.
I didn't want the rule, period. But we have it now, and so I want the clarification of the rule as it sits on the books of the RNC, and that everybody is clear on what we're supposed to do and that we follow the rule. Every state follows the rule.
Members also heard from Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, who shared a common goal of defeating President Obama.
It is very clear that Democrats in Washington are worried about trying to reelect President Obama. I wish that they were just as worried about trying to resurrect the American economy. And let's be clear about something. As Republicans, we must focus our energies on doing what is best for America. We must focus our energies on pursuing policies that will strengthen our country. And therefore, we must focus our energies on replacing President Obama.
Jindal said a Republican victory in 2012 is a necessity for the country's survival.
And I want to make a few brief observations on the current trajectory of our country. And here's my thesis. This is where I came, and I really wanted to share with you today. Time is running short for America. What do I mean by that? America is the proverbial frog in the pot of water that is gradually coming to a boil. And yet, at the same time, the Democrats in Washington mistakenly think we're all sitting in a hot tub together.
Yesterday, Jindal spoke at the annual summit of the American Legislative Exchange Council. ALEC is an organization that proposes model legislations friendly to corporations and to conservative state legislators. Jindal echoed ALEC's business-friendly stance when he spoke about what he deems appropriate methods of job creation.
When government creates a job, it costs every taxpayer money. When Americans in the private sector, when they create a job, it actually gives taxpayers money. Seems like a pretty obvious notion, but Washington, D.C. hasn't figured it out yet. Let me say it again. When government creates a job, it costs taxpayers money. When Americans create jobs, it gives taxpayers money.
Jindal made numerous comments about the failures of the current administration. Despite his obvious disapproval of President Obama's job performance, though, Jindal said it is important for conservatives to remain positive.
Passions run high in politics. People get all worked up. I've noticed there are some people who seem to really dislike President Obama. Some will even say that they hate him. Now, that is an ignorant way to think about the President of the United States. Hating President Obama is foolish. But defeating President Obama is absolutely critical for us as a party and for our country. You may recall that many of the leftists in our country spent 8 years hating President Bush. They would go to incredible lengths to put their ignorance on display for all to see with shrill, absurd, and nasty rhetoric. We must not mimic that shallow approach.
The Rules Committee also delayed a decision to require the RNC to carry two vice chair positions and require one of them to be filled by a female. Along with that, some members suggested that language be added to allow the vice chair with the most seniority to serve as acting chair in the event of an unexpected vacancy. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.